Blinded by the morning sun in her eyes, Anna lost control of the vehicle as she unexpectedly came upon a hairpin curve. The Jeep skidded off the road and slammed head-on into a tree at approximately 35 miles per hour, pinning Anna inside. The vehicle was totaled. By the time Bonnie and I were notified and arrived on the scene, an emergency rescue team was extracting Anna from the Jeep on a stretcher. Fire, police, and emergency rescue personnel were everywhere. One of them told Bonnie, "I've worked nearly 30 calls like this, and this is the first time the driver survived." We heard similar stories from other rescue personnel who were present. In their experience, accidents of this type almost always resulted in massive injuries or death. What we heard over and over that morning from officials on the scene were the words, "It's a miracle your daughter is alive." After the ambulance left for the hospital, one of the police officers present pointed again at the demolished Jeep. "Those airbags saved her life," he said. Bonnie and I knew also that God and his angels had been on assignment. My car, the one Anna normally drove to class, was not equipped with airbags.